Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Jordana, and I'm here with this year's Grammy nominees for Best Pop Duo and Record of the Year. For that song we've officially declared as the song you couldn't get out of your head in 2018, The Middle, brothers and dance music duo Grey. Once again, we're talking about the songs that shaped some of today's hottest artists. We're going to break down some tracks from childhood memories to pivotal career-defining moments. The classic hits, the one-hit wonders, and those guilty pleasure songs we know you love. Either way, we're going to have a great playlist for you. This is Score My Life. So welcome, guys.
Awesome, thank
What's
you.
What's up? Thanks for having us.
Of course. So Kyle, you were born in Australia. What city?
Sydney.
Sydney.
Yes.
Is there a song from your family's heritage or growing up there that really resonated with you as a kid?
We come from the land down under.
No, that's a joke. I don't know.
Honestly, kind of.
I guess.
That's
yeah.
So
I mean, you both sang it at the same time, so obviously that is.
Well, it was just like the obvious Australian thing to say. So cliche.
What about your parents? Did they have like, do you know their wedding song?
They really liked... More Than Words.
Yeah.
Do you know that song?
No.
From Extreme. More than words.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Make you feel that your love for me is real.
You guys should remix it.
My mom loves that song.
It's a great song.
All right, there you go.
Do you have a favorite track from an Australian electronic music artist?
Ooh,
yeah,
Flume is so good.
Thomas Jack,
sure.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Thomas Jack. Nervo, Knife Party.
Yeah.
Also,
I know this isn't electronic, but we like this girl named Joy. She's Australian.
Joy.
She's really good.
She's sick.
Is there a specific song?
Yeah. Change.
Change
is so good.
Need You.
Yeah.
So how old were you guys when you moved to the States?
Zero.
Michael was born in Hawaii. I was 2 when I moved to Hawaii. Yeah, I kind of said that backwards. So when I was 2, we moved to Hawaii, then Michael's born there. So yeah, Michael's born in the States.
And then you grew up in Huntington Beach, right?
Yes.
Did you ever have to share a room? Did you have bunk beds?
Yeah, we shared a room up until
who knows?
We were like 12.
Yeah. Something like that.
When you were 12, was there a song that, 12, 13, that's like a pretty pivotal moment in life?
Yeah, probably
became
like
man.
Pulse of the Maggots by like Slipknot and like System of a Down, Chop Suey maybe. I feel like that one's like very like, like reminds me of that time.
Wake up! Wake up!
Dude.
This is like a musical.
Peter Pecker pick another Why?
As kids, you guys performed in your school's drumline together, right?
Yeah.
Do you recall the first actual song you learned to play on the drums?
Straw Cab. We did a whole like drumline performance
thing.
But the whole like idea behind it was backwards, but Straw Cab. So backwards is Straw Cab backwards.
Yeah,
but
so like in drumline, we weren't playing like songs that you would know.
Yeah,
they were like songs that our instructor like created.
Yeah.
So you would never.
So
they were originals.
Yeah. So we had to do our whole like routine stepwise and then do it backwards from there. Isn't that? And
but
then play it backwards.
I would say like one of the first songs I learned on like drum set was something off of John Mayer's first album. Like 3x5 or something like that. I don't know. I think it's called Room for Squares.
Yeah.
Is that the album?
Yeah.
So some maybe like 3x5.
Yeah, it's too
bad.
You guys
can see.
Yeah, no one can see
I'm doing
that.
Right on this podcast is really dope.
Room for Squares.
It's great. Okay. Have you ever seen the Nick Cannon movie Drumline?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you feel about it?
Not accurate.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite Nick Cannon song?
I feel bad.
Gigolo? You never heard it?
Wait, which one?
Gigolo?
Oh. I don't know. We're not too familiar. I mean, we grew up listening to like a lot of metal at that time, so I don't know.
So you both went to Fountain Valley High School.
Yeah.
What was the mascot?
Did we have a mascot?
Yeah.
What was it?
The Baron.
Oh, yeah. What is a Baron?
I just don't know what a Baron is. It's like a guy with a shield, right? Or am I tripping?
I don't know. It was the Barons. I don't know what a Baron is.
A Baron is like a person in a army, right? That it's like a appointed person. I don't know.
No clue. Maybe.
Well, we don't know, so we'll just say you're right.
Yeah, yeah. He's right.
Don't look it up.
Was there a fight song that you guys had?
A fight song?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like a song, a chant.
No. Oh, okay, honestly,
like a song
honestly,
that we listened to
no,
when
no.
we fought.
I'm gonna be.
We could go there. No. We could go there too.
Honestly, our school is really bad with sports. Okay. Like our drumline was the coolest part about our school. Let's be honest.
Did you go to prom?
Yes.
Did you have a prom song?
A prom song.
What do you mean? Like a song that we remember at prom that played that we danced.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it was.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Wasn't
that everyone's prom song for like 10 years.
It's and
getting now crunk.
Now it's like wedding songs too.
Yeah.
So who started producing music first?
Me, Kyle.
And what got you started producing?
Because I was in a metal band and we didn't have any money to record. And I was like, does that mean I have to learn? They're like, yes. And I was like, oh gosh, okay. And then I liked it.
Was there one song that like truly inspired you?
We were listening to a lot of Dream Theater at that time. I know no one listening to this knows who that is, but there's an album called Scenes from a Memory. What's the one we like? Like, let's just say Fatal Tragedy from Dream Theater. Let's go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So all kidding aside, who's mom and dad's favorite?
Michael. He's the youngest. Michael wins that one.
Do you agree?
I don't know. That's weird.
Like,
I don't know.
Our parents think that Michael, I know they're not going to hear this, is why I'm saying this, but our parents
you don't
think
know. I might send it to them directly.
Let's just not say this.
No, I'm kidding. Go for it.
I'm just going to prove you wrong.
Well, my mom thinks that Michael has like Stockholm syndrome that like I've like convinced him to like do this and he's actually unhappy or something.
Yeah,
like, my mom's very worried that like I've entrapped Michael into this whole ordeal.
Are you unhappy?
Which is a crazy thought.
Michael, are you unhappy?
You sound like my mom. Every time I see her, she's like, no, but like,
really?
Like, honey.
Like,
honey, can you?
Wing said,
like,
I'm
like,
trust
like,
me, you can tell me.
You can tell me.
You can tell me anything.
Is Kyle? And I'm like, there's nothing happening. Everything's fine.
Okay. Anyway, so Michael. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you, Kyle, you went to San Francisco State for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Is there one song that helps define your time in the Bay Area?
Yeah, I would say. I would say the transition from me listening to metal into electronic music and pop was Owl City. So, what was my favorite one? What was the first song off of Ocean Eyes?
You mean
Seattle? No. Whatever the first song off of Ocean Eyes is the one. I don't know what it is.
We can come back to it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Michael, I know we discussed this already, but you used to work at Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of jams were playing at Olive Garden at that time?
Dude, for some reason they had a playlist of this guy named Richard Cheese. And
do you know who Richard Cheese is?
So Richard Cheese is this guy that just makes like jazz covers of really like raunchy, gnarly songs, like rap songs and just different things. And he just does it in like a really classic jazz way, but he still says all like the messed up things, and it's so weird.
It's so good.
And yeah, but disguises it as like a really like nice like peaceful thing to listen to, like at
like,
Olive Garden.
Like, what was one of them that we like? Because
I don't think we can play them. They're pretty bad.
No,
they're
like
really bad.
Like shots.
Oh, that, yeah, but.
Is there a song?
Wait, my neck, my back. I'm not going to play it because it's pretty obscene. But My Neck, My Back from Richard Cheese. It's a cover.
Yeah, I just remember noticing.
That's crazy that they.
I didn't notice until I was like using the restroom. I was like peeing on break and I just heard his voice and I was like, are they playing Richard Cheese? Like, yeah. Is this what I've been listening to this whole time? But that's not necessarily like what I was listening to. But
what's and everyone knows what Richard is short for, which makes the name even funnier.
What song would they play in heavy rotation when people were eating that never-ending pasta bowl?
Those breadsticks.
Honestly, I was so annoyed all the time that I was not, paying attention to the music.
When you're here, you're family.
Oh my god. No, it's just like constant, like, can I get a refill on my breadsticks and my salad and my soup and my breadsticks and my salad and my soup?
Did you ever see the video where Post Malone takes Jimmy Fallon to Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So good.
Yeah.
They would probably play like Luck Be a Lady. Dude, this is some kind of like non-Italian thing.
I don't know. I don't even want to go there in my mind.
What ended up making you quit?
Well, I left to LA to work on music with Kyle, and I just didn't go to work for like 4 days in a row. And then I like came back and just like showed up on a random day, and my boss was like, "What are you doing here? You're fired. Like, what are you, like, you just expect to just not come to work for 4 days and then come back?" And then she's like, "I know you and what you're doing. Like, you're out making music. Like, but you can't just do that. Like, you're fired." I was like, "Oh, okay, later." I was like,
"You're probably happy. Like, holy shit." Yeah. You didn't even have to quit. You just got fired.
Yeah, I think I got fired for sure. I was just like, peace.
Kyle, you were formerly known as Singularity.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first original song or single released by Singularity?
Ooh, that is a hard question.
Disconnected.
Was that before Print? Yeah.
Yeah, Disconnected was the first one we did.
Yeah, Disconnected. It's so, so bad. Oh my gosh. I don't even know if you could find it online anymore. Maybe. It's so bad.
Well, I was formerly known as Singularity's brother for like 5 years.
Who mom was worried about.
Yeah.
Formerly known as Michael's brother before that. And then now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But if you want to hear like a semi-okay song I did under that name, look up Horizon. That one is like years later. But the first one was so bad.
You did, though, take part in EDC in 2012, right?
3 years in a row. So 2012, 2013, 2014, or it might have been 11, 12, 13, I don't know.
Was there a song or performance at the festival during any of those years that like really stood out to you that reminds you of your ultimate EDC days?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What is it? Matt Zo, Only You, is it? Or no.
Oh, yeah. Is that called Only You from Matt Zo? Whatever that song is from Matt Zo. I think it's called Only You.
Watch me with you.
So good.
I don't know, but the moves that you guys are doing are really incredible. Yeah. It's too bad this is just audio.
This intro that he made, where he took the like theme song or like one of the songs from Mulan.
Yeah.
It was like, I'll make a man out of you. And it was like super hype because it was just like the, let's get down to business to defeat the Hans. He like started his EDC set with that. And everyone was just like, whoa. And then it did like, it perfectly like reverbed out at the end. It was like, and then it went into the song. It was so hype. Yeah. I remember like,
it's only
like,
for you. That's what it's called. It's a great one.
It's awesome. So you remixed Where Are You Now and somehow got an email for Skrillex. Can you kind of walk us through what that whole situation was like, including how you addressed Skrillex in the email? Like, what did it say? Was it, hi Skrillex, hi Sunny? Like, what was it?
So originally, Kyle had started a new project. And he was trying to get me to start doing music again because I kind of like was doing music for a little bit and then stopped. And so he was like, yeah, just make a really cool name and make it simple and make a really cool logo because like I was doing graphic design. So I made the logo and my hair color was already gray. And I was like, what about gray? He's like, that's perfect. Made a cool G logo. And then
So what he's trying to say is, originally Gray was just Michael.
Yeah.
And I was like helping him out with it. So I have the email pulled up. The title is EYYYYYY.
Just like,
hey. Okay, that's the title. And I said, hey, Sonny, my brother just finished his remix of your track, and I thought you'd really dig it. Because I thought, like, if I told him that I helped out on it, it would feel, like, self-promotion-y. So I was just like, yeah, this is my brother's song.
Yeah. Yeah, we just didn't want it to be like, here, check out my music. It was more like a, hey, like, check out what my brother's doing, just to have the upper hand.
And then he responded, hook me up with the download link, bruh.
How long after did he reply?
6 seconds.
No.
It was pretty
quick. It was like half an hour after. Yeah.
Wow, and that's pretty quick.
Yeah. And I was at Olive Garden at the time. Like, actually, we're working at a shift.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
So you sent him the track.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? But he loved it. How did it go, I guess, spiral from there?
Yeah. So he liked it and he said, do you have any more stuff? And then we sent him our Zed remix, and then he forwarded it to Zed. And apparently, I heard this from Zed later, that this is the first time that Skrillex had ever sent him a song. You know, like, they've known each other for, whatever, 8 years. And so he's like, what the heck? Skrillex sent me a song? So he's in, I think they're abroad somewhere, maybe in Japan or something like that. And they didn't have great service, so he just spent like 30 minutes trying to load this song, and they finally got it, and he was really into it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And another funny thing is, we then later on had a session with Skrillex, and he was telling us how that email is just, everyone knows that email, and it's just flooded with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails all day, and he checks it like once a week maybe, and he just happened to check it.
Yeah, like, he'll just like look at the top one or something.
And he just happened to see it. And
so we would have sent it like 20 minutes earlier or after. There's no way.
Wow. It was meant to be.
There you go.
Do you have a favorite Skrillex song?
Ooh.
I know, that's tough. It's also his birthday today, by the way.
Yeah. It's today? Yeah. Happy birthday, Sonny.
Really? It wasn't yesterday?
I thought it was yesterday.
Was it? I thought I saw it on Instagram today.
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was yesterday.
I'm just like a day behind. All good.
But anyways. I'm trying to. No. Favorite one. They're so good. What's the one that Roboto did that video for? Do you know which one I'm talking about? Anyway, I don't know. All of his stuff is amazing.
Honestly, like, the remix that he did
for Humble. The Humble remix is amazing.
But like Reptile is really good.
Let me see.
With You, Long Drive. Love that one.
Do you guys, so I'm sure you already know this.
It's called Ease My Mind. I like that one. Ease my mind.
I'm sure you already know this, but in an interview with Billboard, Zed stated that he's been building his sample pack over the course of the last 5 or 6 years. Every good sound he's created, he's saved as a preset or as a sound so that he could reuse it. Mm. And Gray are the only producers in the world that he's ever given his sample library to.
Yeah.
Are you using that as blackmail?
I mean, we share our stuff with him.
Yeah, we share our stuff with him, too. So we have mutually assured destruction blackmail between us two. Yes.
You guys are together forever.
We have to be.
Of all of the remixes of The Middle, which one is your favorite?
The
one of the Bali Bandits one is pretty hype. Like, live.
Which one?
Bali Bandits.
Wait, are you sure that's not the Starving one? Wait, are you mixing it up?
You're pulling a Rita or a.
Wait. It's like the one that's all like.
Yeah, I thought that was of Starving. It gets mixed up in our mind because we go see him play live all the time in Vegas at Omnia, and the remixes he plays are so wacky and so fun. they feel like Mario Kart songs or something. They're so fun.
Well, now that we're confusing The Middle with Starving,
yeah.
We can now move on to Haley Steinfeld.
Awesome.
Did you see Pitch Perfect 3?
I did not. No.
I was going to ask you if you had a favorite a cappella version from Pitch Perfect.
Oh, nice. No, I didn't see it. So I don't know.
Okay, so here are a couple of songs that they did a cappella.
Okay,
which
cool.
one is your favorite of these?
Sweet. Let's go. Let's do it.
Bruno Mars, Grenade. Britney Spears, Toxic.
Oh, that's it. You don't have to keep going. That's it. That's our favorite pop song ever made. But you can say the other.
Is it really?
That's our favorite pop song, yeah.
That's so funny. Uh-huh.
Wait,
I mean,
wait,
it's
the first
amazing.
Thing you said was Bruno Mars, right?
Yeah.
Grenade.
We made a mashup of Toxic and Bruno Mars.
Did you really?
That's What I Like.
I feel like I need to play it.
We have to play it.
Okay.
It's like
okay.
the best.
I want to hear it.
We just put the vocal of That's What I Like over Toxic, and it just worked perfectly.
Yeah.
And it just sounds like.
I mean, it sounds like an all-star track.
Yeah. It's just insane.
So, Want You Back, do you have a favorite place that you've so far performed that song that really sticks out to you?
We haven't really performed it yet.
You haven't?
No, not
at
yet.
All.
Mm-mm. No, we've been in music mode, like studio mode, and not performance mode.
My favorite, I guess my favorite location that we've like performed it, because we did a acoustic video shoot. So we kind of performed it like with Bongo, and he played guitar and she sang. But we were on the roof, and there was this crazy big silo, and the ladder wasn't like blocked off. So I was like, what if we climb up that silo on the rooftop? And the guy was like, I don't know if we can get permission, but that would be a really cool drone shot. And then we're like, okay. So we just climbed up the silo, and we got this super crazy sweeping drone shot. Like, that looks like we're like Spider-Man or like something crazy, and it just has the city behind it.
By the way, I want to retract our statement, because we have performed it. We were on Zed's Echo Tour.
Oh.
I totally forgot about this. We were on Zed's Echo Tour.
That was insane.
And this is in Japan, and we were thinking, like, if we play this, no one's going to know what it is, because how do we tell them that this is our new song? So Michael learns how to say this is our new song in Japanese. And says it, and
that's amazing.
People go crazy. They're like, this white boy.
Do you still know how to say it?
Yeah, I had like a Japanese friend. So I was like, dude, you have to make sure I'm saying it right. Like, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
What was it again?
Kore wa watashi no shinkyoku desu.
Wow.
There you go.
I will not remember that. But I will call you when I need it.
Sweet.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks for joining the podcast, Score My Life. And that is Gray. We will. We are looking forward to the video and seeing you
soon.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. We are so excited.
Thanks, guys, so much for joining us. Again, Kyle and Michael, otherwise known as Gray, their entire Score My Life playlist actually has me craving Olive Garden, I have to admit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.